237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The weather's been really, really crazy. We've had either hot, hot weather or rain and cloudy, and it's been cool. We've had a lot of really cool, cool weather. And you combine that with the moisture, you have a lot of insects. And I know a lot of you have problems, and you want to try and stay as natural as possible. And as we get into the month of July, one of the biggest problems that we have is slugs. And they're going to be everywhere, especially plants like hosta. They'll go after lettuce and your foliage-type plants. And it can be a real, real problem. So I wanted to give you a lot of information about some of the natural products that you can use in your garden for these insects and these creatures that are creating a lot of hassle for us. So I've asked Fran Addy to join us. He's from Whitney Farms, which is the organic division of Scott's company, to join us this morning to tell you about these particular products and how they work. Fran, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm great. The rain has stopped here, and they are predicting sunshine to arrive, so we're looking for the future. We're thinking positive.
Well, positive thinking is what you can do better in the garden, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, tell us about the new way to control slugs and snails that is a lot safer than what we have been using in the past.
So when you say safe, Paul, it's a word that EPA and the label laws don't allow us to say. So as a manufacturer, I can't tell you that everything that's natural and organic is safe.
Okay.
And it makes sense. So what we have, though, are products that are endorsed generally by the Organic Materials Review Institute, who allow these products to be used in organic farming because they want pure and pristine products coming to your table when you buy organic. And we have, those are also, by the way, approved for use by the National Organic Program. And so saying safe, it's hard for me to tell you that things particularly are safe, because if you use enough of anything, it may not be safe, even water.
Okay, well, how about less toxic?
Well, true. I mean, these are the ways to look at it, and there's always a better event for maybe the environment, for the animals, for the wildlife. These are the things that make it holistically better. And when it comes to slugs and snails, we have found a product that is made from iron. Now, iron is iron phosphate is what it actually is, and that's basically a fertilizer. And it's effective against a wide variety of slugs and snails. It is for organic gardening. The iron phosphate, by the way, occurs naturally in soil. It is a rainproof formula. So for when you put it down, it's not going to break down under a little bit of rain. It's going to stick around because you know those slugs and snails are around for a while. But it's very effective. My personal use of it and our testing has proven out that you put it down, and it's on a little, it looks like little chunks of pasta. If you took spaghetti and chopped it up, that's what it would look like. It's white, and it's tasty, and it attracts. It's in a bait form, so it attracts slugs and snails. And they come up through the night or early morning, late in the evening, and they come up from their from below ground, and they're looking to go up to your hosta or your lettuce or your kale, whatever it is that they're after. And if they get to a piece of this iron phosphate pasta, well, they have dinner right there, and they don't go any further. The beauty of iron phosphate, Paul, is that they will eat it, and then nearly immediately, minutes, whatever, they get an upset stomach, for instance. They don't feel good. And as you and I, if we don't feel good, we kind of stop eating, don't we?
Right.
Well, that's what they do. Now, it isn't like a toxic product that immediately makes them makes the slugs and snails violently ill, and they start sliming. I'll bet you've noticed those slime trails on the sidewalks and patio bricks. Well, these, when they eat iron phosphate, they just feel sick. They feel bad, so they go back to their den, as you and I would. We'd go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good enough to eat. I'm going to lay down for a while. Well, they back off and don't do this sliming, and go away. They go away in hours to days. It doesn't matter. They stopped eating. And that's a gentle, wonderful way to take care of a problem that normally has a it takes a toxic, highly active chemical to work on them. So it's a nice product. It works really well. I find that when I get it down in the spring, or when I see infestations, but generally I put it down in the spring, I don't have the problem because it takes care of them. If there are eggs that are in the ground yet and they come out, well, when they come to feed, that product is still hanging around because they're rainproof. They're in chunks. It generally takes care of them too, because they'll be feeding on it also. So it's a great product, and it's really good for the environment. But again, back to safe. When you're handling any of the products that we have, I don't care if it's a liquid, a control product, if it's a granular like this is, a pasta-like product, or if it's a fertilizer, you want to keep it away from your pets. You want to keep it away from your kids because it may be tasty, and they may want to explore it. So we don't want people to throw all caution to the wind when they're using organic products. We want them to have good, healthy, pristine food. We want them to have beautiful gardens. We want them to have a beautiful environment. We don't want them to be harming animals in the environment. But all of the critters that come into your yard at night that you don't even see, and that's what these products do.
So they're much, much safer to use than what we've been using in past years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, another type of product that's safer to use in your garden is pyrethrums. Could you tell our listeners what pyrethrums are?
Sure. Pyrethrums are the standard. You know, going back, you and I have been gardening a while. Well, maybe I have. I don't want to reflect on how long you've been gardening, but I think you reflect on that once in a while yourself. Over the years, we've seen pyrethrums as sort of the mainstay of the natural and organically certified products. And the reason is is there, we call them botanical pyrethrin. Botanical meaning they come from a flower, chrysanthemum. So when they grind up the flowers and they extract pyrethrum from them, this product becomes, it was, by the way, pyrethrum in the flower. It was a defense mechanism for that flower to keep bugs away. And most of your plants, trees, shrubs, almost everything has some defense against nature, against those predators that want to take them out. And so they have these botanical oils. They have essential oils. We call them aromatic oils. All the oils that you get and smell that are so wonderful, including cedar, including a whole number of them, lavender. These things have, in plant life, in nature, have a way of repelling and keeping the bugs away from the plants. Now, they're not real powerful because in nature, nothing takes over everything. They all live together. So these oils are used to keep the predators away. And that's how we use them. And the pyrethrin we can talk about a little bit more if you'd like.
Okay. Fran, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break. And we want to continue to talk about some of these naturally occurring insect controls.
Even on Saturday, DRAM watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of DRAM has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a DRAM rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. DRAM, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. With spinosad, destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all natural.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Fran Addy from Whitney Farms, and Whitney Farms is a company that produces products that are organic and naturally occurring in nature, and we've been talking about a relatively new product called iron phosphate. It comes from the iron in our soils, and it's a great product to control slugs and snail damage on your property, and much, much safer than what we've been using in the past. We've talked a little bit about pyrethrum. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, and we're going to help you to have a great gardening season. We've been promoting the wreaths that my family and I make. UPS is not real busy right now. They haven't really started their crunch time, and I was amazed. We shipped out some wreaths on Monday, and we had several phone calls that they got them on Tuesday. One was on Nantucket, one was in Connecticut the next day. So if you'd like it sent, go to the website, order it, or after 10 o'clock, call us, and we'll get it out for you Monday or Tuesday. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Pete from Maine, who has a question about blueberries.
Pete, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a acre blueberry field, wild low bush blueberries that have been in my family for years. And my grandfather took care of them and had them going great. I am trying to replenish it. I do get blueberries. I have burned it over this year, which I'm told you should do every now and then. I have heard you talk about holly tone many times, but now that I'm dealing with it, I'm really going to listen to you. I'd like to know when to put the holly tone down. Shall it be in winter and spring, just one or the other? That's one question, and the other part would be the field is growing in with alders and some weeds, and I'm wanting to know how I can clear that all up and maybe replenish my low bush blueberries.
Well, by burning, you're going to get rid of an awful lot of weeds. And any of the weeds that are there that made seed, the seed came up on the very tips of all of those weedy plants. Some of those pods have burst open, and the seeds have fallen to the ground. And that's why by you burning the field, you have burnt all of those weed seeds, so they will not be a problem next year. Now, the wild alder, you're going to have to go in there manually and with a pair of loppers and cut them down to the ground to make sure you get plenty of air movement and you get plenty of sun on them. I would try and avoid any chemical if at all possible. And by you going in there on a regular basis with a pair of pruners and just keep cutting them, they'll get discouraged and they'll stop. Behind my house, we have a beacon tower for the airlines. And it's about, 300 or 400 acres. It's full of low bush blueberries.
San Francisco Superior Court to remove the blueberry issue from the city's November ballot, arguing that California law bars local governments from...
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's cloudy, it stopped raining, and that's a real good thing. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next? Robin, good morning. How can we help you with your dogwood today?
Yes, I had a question. Our dogwood tree is probably around 15 or 20 years old, and I've never pruned it. And it looks like there are some stray branches that I do need to cut back. And I wasn't sure when the proper time of year is to do some pruning.
Okay. If you want to control the size and the shape, now would be a good time. What you want to do is when you're pruning, you want to make sure that you make that cut either just above a leaf or at a joint. What you don't want to have are like little stumps, little ends of branches with no foliage on them. Because what's going to happen, if you, let's say you make a cut and you have a leaf, and in front of the leaf you leave 3 inches of a branch. There are no buds on that little piece that remains, and that little 3-inch stump will die back. And when you have dead branches on your plant, it's a way for insects to enter your plant. So make that cut at a joint or just above a leaf to control the size and shape. And pruning can be done any time of the year. You want to try and do the most of your pruning either after the plant's flower. So if it's a blooming plant like a dogwood, forsythia, lilacs, you do your pruning after the blooming cycle so that you don't lose all of those flowers. If it's a non-blooming plant like privet hedge, yews, junipers, arborvitae, hemlock, you want to try and do that pruning before the new growth starts, so the new growth will fill in where you did all of that pruning. And traditionally during April, even March, if the weather is nice, is a good time to do pruning for non-blooming plants before the new growth starts, and blooming when they finish flowering. Because your blooming plants, like dogwood and azaleas, rhododendron, they're going to be making the flower buds during July, August, and September for next year. So you do the pruning when it finishes blooming, then the new growth comes out, and on that new growth will be the area where your buds will form for the following year. So for your dogwood, now would be a great time to do that pruning, and you shouldn't have any problem. And just give it the shape that you want. And what's going to happen is when you cut the end of a branch, new growth will develop below that cut, making the plant thicker and fuller, and in the long run, pruning stimulates growth and will increase the number of flowers on that plant and controls the size of the plant at the same time. So take your pruners, take your loppers, walk up to that plant, and I want you to say, Robin, to that plant, I'm doing this for your own good. Don't be scared. Don't rush into it. You know, make two or three cuts. Walk around the plant. Make another two or three cuts. Walk around the plant so that you do not over prune, and try and stay away from electric pruners, you tend to over prune a plant. So selective pruning is much, much better. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next we have Janice from Maine with a question about how to keep her yard safe from dogs.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a lot of dog walkers in front of my house. And they stop to admire my garden, and there's a lot of urine. And you used to talk about a product that you could put on your yard that would prevent damage from dog urine.
Yep. That company is no longer around. They had some problems with some of the statements that they made on their product. I mean, it worked wonderful. What I am using now is I'm using the liquid gypsum. And the liquid gypsum is a product that you would spray in the areas where your dogs are using for the bathroom. It opens up the soil so that rain can wash the urine out of the soil faster. But they had a great product, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden they were gone. And from talking to people in the industry who knew of the company, they just said that there were statements made on the package that the EPA would not allow. And I don't know what happened after that, but it worked great. It's no longer available, and I have switched over to liquid gypsum. It's made by a company called Soil Logic, and it's also called a soil conditioner. But if you go down to your garden center, ask for Soil Logic soil conditioner gypsum, and you spray it in the areas where dogs frequent as their bathroom area. It will open up the soil, and then rain will take the urine out of the root zone of your plant, and it does a great job. So you give that a try. Thank you, and a great question. Tom, who's up next?
Next we have Ralph from Cape Cod with a question about his azaleas.
Good morning, Ralph, from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny, right?
No. It's completely foggy all the time. We haven't seen sun in a month. I have a question regarding an azalea. I have two azalea bushes that are on the north side of my house, and they've been there for quite a while. And they're starting to form these hard knobs on them. They almost look like deformed things, and they're solid, and they're light green. And I have another question regarding a hydrangea that gets an awful, awful lot of shade, and it hasn't gotten a lot of sun, and the leaves are starting to turn black, and they're almost rotting on the plant, and it has flowers on it.
Okay. On your hydrangea, it's caused by the moisture. It's caused by the lack of sunshine. And you living on the Cape, you have a lot of fog coming in, as you have explained. And it's been the same way here in Maine, where I live. The coast has just been terrible this month of June. So you need to get a fungicide on the foliage to prevent further spotting and rotting of the plant. And there's a great product called Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. It's all natural, it's all organic, and it will totally eliminate and stop what's there as far as spotting. Now, on your azaleas, you have something that's caused by cool, wet weather. And it's a growth. When you first see it, the leaf gets misshapen. It gets very, very thick, like a callus on your hand. It has the appearance of a mushroom-type growth also. And early in the season, I don't know if you noticed it, but it had a pink tinge to it. But it's caused by the weather. Now, what I need you to do, and this is very, very important on that azalea, that growth that is turning hard and white or a lime green in color is full of spores that will make it worse for next year. So what I need you to do is to take a pair of scissors and a bucket, and I want you to cut every single leaf that has that growth on it. Because what will happen is that growth will mature. It will burst open, and it will cover your entire plant with spores for next season. If you remove it, you eliminate the problem. If we have a normal spring, with not all the rain and fog that you've had, then you won't have a problem. But if you can eliminate the spores, you eliminate the possibility of having it again next year. And this only affects azaleas. It will not go to rhodies or Mount Laurel or any of your flowers or vegetables. It's a disease, a fungus, caused by temperature and moisture and lack of sunshine, and it will hit certain varieties of azaleas. So again, the best way, take 10 minutes. If it takes a half an hour, take a half hour. Just kneel down in front of the plant, get your scissors out, and remove every leaf that has that fungus on it, that swollen, that mushroom-type growth on the leaf. And it will prevent it from coming back next year. If you wait and do it in the fall, it will explode and it will send the spores everywhere, and next year it could be even worse. It doesn't kill the plant, but it hurts it so that you'll have less buds for the future and less growth for the future. So very important, remove it. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Nancy from Massachusetts with a question about mulch.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Just a simple question about cedar mulch. I picked up a couple of bags of it, and then I thought I recalled something about it attracting insects or birds or something like that. Is that true, or is it a good mulch to use? Usually it just says mulch or brown mulch. This time they had categories, pine, cedar, and whatever, you know, and I didn't quite know which to choose.
Okay. A cedar mulch is a wonderful product. Cedar mulch has natural oils in it. And you can buy cedar mulch kind of a natural wood color, and some of the companies will actually tint it red. So you can buy it either way, either red or natural looking. And I personally like cedar mulch. It's not chunky. It's kind of fibrous. And cedar mulch will outlast your common pine bark or spruce bark mulch. So it's a good product. It has natural oils in the bark to make it last longer in your yard and garden, and it will not draw insects, it will not draw moles or voles, it will repel insects.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds, I want to kill them! Hey.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todayscleairchoice.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just want to let you know, July 16th is the Gardens of the Kennebunks. And if any of you came last year, my house was in the garden tour last year. It's not going to be this year, but they have 8 brand new gardens. So if you want to have a great day enjoying the coastal Maine, put it down on your calendar. I'll give you a phone number for you to call if you want to get some information. It is 207-985-5975. And the website is kidsfreetogrow.org. It was a wonderful turnout last year, and there were, I think, 8 or 9 gardens. And they're all brand new gardens for you in Kennebunk and Kennebunkport, and there's several overlooking the water. So if you'd like to come, write down on your calendar July 16th, and it's 207-985-5975. Or check out their website, kidsfreetogrow.org. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have Jack from Massachusetts. Question about trimming his rhododendron.
Okay, Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question regarding rhododendrons, and it partially pertains to a lesser degree to some PJMs and other azaleas. We're relatively new to the property, and I want to bring them back down to size. And I've been fairly successful in doing some outer trimming last year. This year I wanted to get in and take some of the big old stuff out, and it gets back to where they may be in the rhododendrons, an inch and a half in diameter, old heavy wood that's still
right,
providing the main growth to the outside. And my dilemma is I don't know where to cut back in these older branches so that I don't wind up with a dead stump. I wind up with it throwing out that new growth on 3 or 4 little stems that eventually spread out and become full-size growth.
Okay. What you want to do is you want to do a gradual pruning. You can't, if you whack the whole plant back, then you're going to have nothing left. And it's best if you do it over a 2 or a 3 year period with a branch here, a branch there, another branch here, scattered throughout the whole plant so that what remains will still give you green foliage. And you want to make that cut back either to a branch where there is foliage or to a joint. Now, the problem that we have right now is your rhododendrons are already making the new growth and the foliage. So when you cut it back during late June, early July, when the plant is done blooming and the new growth is already forming on the plant, you're not going to encourage additional growth on that plant. So do it less now than you would next year. Next year, when your plant is in bloom or the flowers are beginning to shatter, they're beginning to look dirty, that would be the best time. Because right now, the new growth is already made for this season. So to try and prevent it from getting bigger, if you want to cut back some of that new growth to control the overall size of the plant, that would be okay. But the new growth is where the flower buds come for next year's flowers. So the best time is when the plant is in bloom, any non-blooming branches, cut them back to either a joint or a V-shaped crotch, and it will stimulate new growth there when it's getting ready to make the new growth. Right now, it's already made it, so if you cut it to control the size, the plant will not stimulate any additional growth. It's already done that cycle. So it has to be done usually in late May, early June. And again, any non-blooming branches, cut them back early. The ones that are blooming, when the flower begins to look dirty and tired, that's when you would prune it back.